Welcome in, everyone. NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the round six review. Great old round of footy this weekend. Some real close games, some real nail biters, mixing a little bit of controversy. That's just how we like it with the NRL. It's a pretty high scoring in the Supercoach too. Let's start off Thursday night. We were up at Newcastle where the Roosters were visiting two teams that have been probably a little underwhelming to start the year. Let's see how it played out.
And Smith's done some very encouraging stuff. What a ball, Manu Keary backing out. Radley into the backfield. They go over again. Great play by the Roosters straight through the centre.
Matt Thompson there for Channel 9 calling what was a beautiful, beautiful rugby league try by Victor Radley there, helping the Roosters to a 22-20 victory over the Newcastle Knights. Look, Knights were all over them early on. Ponga looked electric. But once he got injured, a bit of a hip flexor injury, and he was hampered for the rest of the game. Wasn't sure if he was going to continue. Probably got needled up at halftime, carried on. Tough, gritty effort by him. He tried his ass off, but, man, without him at 100%, they don't have much. They don't have much at all. I thought Hastings and Cogger were pretty ordinary. The game was there to be won for Newcastle. They relied way too much on Kalen Ponga. And that injury, not too sure yet what the story is, if he's going to be out for a while or not, but it didn't look good. Adam O'Brien saying after the game, he was in a lot of pain. Let's look at the try scorers there for the Roosters. Tupo with the double, Radley and Brandon Smith, who scored one of the easiest meat pies you'll ever see. Just after a Joey Manu run and no markers in sight. And the seas parted and through went Brandon Smith for a pretty embarrassing try, to be honest with you. Newcastle were just the sixes and sevens, and it was a bit of a shocker. For the Knights, Hastings Best and Adam Elliott scored tries. Supercoach wise, there was some pretty good scoring. Daniel Tupou, 131. You'll get that with a couple of tries. Joey Manu, unbelievable effort, 300 odd plus meters at the back, playing fullback. Look, there's been a lot of narrative around Joey Manu and what they do with him. When Tedesco's fit, Tedesco's the fullback, full stop. When Manu fills in there, he does an unbelievable job, and he's done a great job for the Kiwis as well. It's still kind of a small sample size. My argument is, I don't think it's sustainable that Joey Manu can play that way week in, week out at fullback. He'll explode in a bad way. I just can't see him playing that way all the time. Too much. It's too much of a physical load for him. But when he's there, he's on fire. And do as I say, not as I do. I didn't bring Joey Manu in. I was bringing them in all week in the podcast last week. I was bringing them in, and then I thought about it a bit more, and it was a case of do I want him or do I need him? I didn't need him. I really wanted him, and I didn't want to use another boost to do it. So I went in a different direction, and Manu said, fuck you, 117. So if you got on him, and a lot of people did, he paid you. Is there the chance that he plays the Storm back at right center this week and pumps out 35? Yep, because he's just a completely different player at right center to what he is at fullback. I'm relaxed with my decision. Sure, I wish I had him and I could have pulled the trigger. And if I had pulled the trigger, I would have also had Xavier Wilson, who scored well. Not that I probably would have played Wilson, but as it turns out, I ended up bringing in Kai. Pierce Paul, who I hadn't had yet, obviously. So I decided to strengthen the second row and bring him in. I actually really wanted to get Ali Katoa, but I couldn't have done that without a boost either. So Pierce Paul was sitting there. I still thought he was value and picked him up, and he had a really good game. He scored 82, one good line break there. He looks solid. He's just going to keep getting better and better, and the attack will come in terms of tries for him. It's a matter of time. Look, Ponga got 91. Completely hampered by the injury, still got 91. That's a great effort, and owners should be happy while still holding their breath on whether he is fit next week. I think they've got the Dogs, so that's an important game, and they will need Ponga, because the way the Dogs are playing, Dogs will probably beat them if Ponga's not playing, I don't think. Other scores, one to look for, Greg Marzu, 40 points, playing right wing. Don't know if I want him if he's on the right. Really, he's a target, definitely, if he's on the left wing and Ponga is playing. On the right, I think I'm just going to let him go through the keeper. Other than that, what else we got? Adam Elliott, he got a try. He turned up. Bradman Best, 78. Dylan Lucas, 55. At the Chookies, I mentioned Tupou and Manu both turning up. So did Radley. May, 86, got a try assist there. That guy just has done a wonderful job for pretty much everybody. Everybody owns him. He's done a wonderful job. Angus Crichton, 79. If you went on Crichton, you'd be very happy. Not a lot else doing here. It's an interesting side. Oh, Tupanua, poor bugger. Was it the HIA? He only got three, poor bugger. It's an interesting side, the Roosters. They play better with just Keary or just Walker. The two of them together, I think, are way too similar, and they just don't blend. But it really suited Keary's game, having Connor Watson, who's basically just a forward playing as a 5'8", really. Not too creative, and it really suits Keary's game. So they've got some problems moving forward, because I think they re-signed Keary. They extended him, and you know they want to hold on to Sam Walker long-term. So that's an interesting watch there at the Chooks, who get the win. They will be very happy with that. Right, Friday night footy, and where were we? Early game Friday, down in Melbourne. Melbourne Storm, who've got a great record, early season record. They are very, very strong. Bulldogs last year went down there and gave them a bit of a pumping. Surely history wasn't going to repeat itself on Friday night. Yeah, Dan Ganane there for Fox Sports. History did not repeat, although it almost did. The Storm sneaking past the very impressive Bulldogs, 16 points to 14, in a fun game, a physical game. Both teams really up for it. There's some encouraging signs, very encouraging signs for Bulldogs fans and for NRL fans who normally, like me, maybe... roll the eyes when the Dogs are playing, and maybe it's, you know, go mow the lawns time or do something, but they're pretty watchable, especially that left edge. They absolutely tore the Storm apart down that left edge there with Burton, Kikau, Sherry, and the Fox. And Sherry is on the bubble this week. I think he's someone you guys seriously look at bringing in. He's a specimen. I wonder how he got that big. They look pretty good. They look pretty good. They probably should have won that game. The Storm found a way, as they do. Tries to Pappenhausen, Smith, and Bloor there at the end, sealing the win for the Storm, for the Doggies, at Ocar, all three tries. That left edge they just picked him apart. Really good to see. Munster, 92. Is he the saviour to our 5'8 problems? What's your 5'8 problem? If it's the Parramatta 5'8, he actually had a pretty good game playing halfback. So something to think about there. He got Strange, he looks good. Galvin's got to come back, but Munster, he could be a massive pod for you. 92 points. He was a lot more active this week than he was. This was his second game back. First game pretty quiet, just took it easy, but he got right into this game and he looks pretty fit. He did say that he's probably going to be having to deal with this injury for the rest of the season, but he looked all right. He looked really good. Bloor, 87. Maybe you bring Bloor in. I think he might be, he's 400 and something. I think his price is going to about to go up next week. 445. I think that spot's probably his now. He was good. So I think that spot is probably his, that left edge spot. It doesn't bode well for all us Joe Chan owners. Pappenhausen, 75. He did get a sin bin and a fine for a hip drop, I think it was. But 75, good score. What else we got? There's Harry Grant, just 48, a little bit disappointing, but that's how it goes sometimes with Harry Grant. Alika Toa, 42, would have had a lot of new owners this week, just 42. Storm were pretty off their game. Pappenhausen scored early. I thought, here we go, because I had the Storm and everything with them winning big, and it didn't quite happen. Hughes, 47. Just wasn't happening there. Kamakamitha, shout out to all those Kamakamitha owners out there. Two for the big fella, calf strain early on, and he was off. So Kamakamitha, not all that relevant to most. Shout out to you, Bryce Caird. At the Bulldogs, Josh had a car with a hat trick, 162, if you don't mind. They just look so good down that left edge. And Adokar, we know the kind of finisher he is. He scored a shit ton of tries at Amy, wearing the navy and purple, and this time in the blue and white, doing a job. Bronson Sherry, 87, was feeding him, just feeding him like a dad feeding his little bubba with with the baby food. And here we go, doing the airplane, all that kind of stuff. I think Sherry is someone to really look at for around seven. Kickow with 81. He's another one. Kickow's kind of, he might be a bit hit and miss. Don't expect 60s every week. I think Kickow is going to be a 30 or early 40s or an 80s kind of guy. And 81 this week. He's got great ball skills. We know how good he is just as a strong hard runner as well. Keep in mind, though, while I'm talking about bringing in all these Dogs players, they do have a bye in round 8, I'm pretty sure. Matty Burton, 79. Kiraz, 73, worked his ass off. Josh Curran, 64. Not big minutes for Josh Curran, but pumps out the scores. His PPM is really good. Owners very, very happy now that he is slotted up in the front row. Speaking of front rowers, Sammy Hughes, 33, looked really good. Got sin bin, so that took his score down. So if you did have to play Sam Hughes, you're probably a bit disappointed with that. But encouraging, very encouraging signs there. Interesting side, the Dogs. They had Jake Turpin playing lock forward. He did a really good job. Didn't shirk his responsibilities. He made tackles, being an undersized fella. I thought he played really, really well. And Haywood came on, and he gave it all as well. He's just a smaller guy. Played as a half through the grades, and now they've kind of moved him in to play hooker, small forward running role, which is interesting to see there. Look, a lot of green shoots for the Dogs. It's a long time coming, but a lot of green shoots. I thought they were strong. I thought they were pretty strong. Fun game, but the Storm come out on top in the end, only just. Right, the second game on the Friday, it was the Battle of Brisbane, up at Brisbane, funnily enough, Suncorp Stadium, where the Broncos were hosting their crosstown rivals, the new rivals there in the Dolphins. Whose city is it?
For Smoothie, big opportunity now for Brisbane. And lovely boards! Corey Oates, back in the team. He can't stop scoring.
Matty Thompson there, Channel 9. Corey Oates, he can't stop scoring. He can't stop making mistakes either. Pretty up and down game for the Oatster. Is that his nickname? It is now. But he did help the Broncos to a 28-14 victory over those Dolphins. Reasonably convincing victory, I thought, for the Bronx. Wilson, Oates, Walsh, and Cobbo with a double. Cobbo's just getting better and better in the centres. Gee, he looks good there. At the Dolphins, Jared Wallace with a try. And iPop emoji when I saw Jared Wallace running on the field there. Look, stones and glass houses and all that. Fuck me, he's fat. He's a big boy. Jack Bostock and Jermaine Asako scored some junk time tries towards the end. As the Dolphins are, it's something they like to do. They're normally the hammer is in amongst that too. But he pulled a hammy on a dead play chasing Corey Oates. So the whistle had blown. Everybody else was 80 meters down the field. Those two having a game amongst themselves. And the hammer does a hammy. Very frustrating if you're an owner and or if you're the coach of the Dolphins. But it's a bit of a shocker. You got to think, if he didn't pull it then, he probably would have pulled it at some stage during the game. Who knows? But, not a good look when that happens. But 28-14, the Broncos did what they had to do. Carrigan just continues his awesome form. He is playing so well. He's the Queensland lock forward. You got to think he is the Australian lock forward. Jeez, he's playing well. You can always play him in the front row too. He's in everything. They almost haven't, dare I say it, they haven't actually missed Payne Haas all that much. They do have a good stock of forwards there at the Bronx. Cobbo, 85. I'm just going to check his price because he's playing well. He's 576 at the moment. I'm not sure what his break even was for this week. He might go up in price. In fact, he will go up in price a bit, but you could do worse than get Cobbo. He's electric. Xavier Wilson with 80, just scored a try from a standing start there, close to the line, pretty soft. But he's a big boy and he's got a good motor on and he's got a good work rate. Even without that try, he pumps out, 45. So, he's a good option there in your front row. Would have gone up in price. He was 260-something, 268. So he'll be well into the 300s now. I reckon you can still probably get him if you need to do something in the front row. It's probably not a position you want to waste too many trades or use too many trades in. Think about that. Carrigan, 73. Just keeps doing what he's doing. Ezra Mam, 45. Looked like he might have had an injury, but he fought through it. Reece Walsh, 38. The pork chop did exactly what I pitched he would do. And I'll talk about this soon in the old bets, because I did all right this week. And I just pictured him wearing some stupid kind of headgear to protect his face from that cheekbone injury and him layering up and scoring a try. It's exactly how it played out in my mind, played out in real life. I'm like, oh, pork chop. And you see him running down the field. I thought, just put the ball down like a normal, decent human being. But nah, he had to layer it up. And yeah, whatever, mate. He got 38. Arthur's 26, just denied a try. I'm an Arthur's owner. His break even was around the 20s as well, so he's not going to drop cash, but might need a little more than that. There are options this week, so that's that. The other guy I was looking at going, if I was going to bring in Manu, was instead of going Wilson, was getting in Jaden Hunt. Pretty much bottom dollar, dual front row, second row, who's currently playing at the moment, or I think he's playing, 23 points. He was someone else I was kind of thinking about to bring in, and he basically become enough once Pierre Kura is back, if and when that ever happens. At the Dolphins, Nikorima, 68. Bostock, 53, scored a try, so owners will be happy. Katoa continued his pretty good form to start the year, 46. Marshall King, 42. Anthony Milford's playing first grade again, 26. Real dog shot there on the pork chop. That was pretty poor. Josh Kerr back down to earth with 19 and the hammer just 4. So a hammer blow, as it were, for owners there with just the 4. And looks like he's going to be out for a few weeks. A little gutted. I'm heading to the game in a couple of weeks' time against the Knights. And the hammer's a real draw card. If he's not there, a little bit disappointing, but that's right. We will soldier on. Let's have a look at how Super Sad Day went. We were up in Auckland or across in Auckland, depending where you're listening right now. What a great game this was. Full of controversy at the end. This game had a bit of everything. Find out what happened, eh?
Harry, and the offload is good too. Martin. Here's Johnson. Sean Johnson.
Glenn Lama there for Sky Sport calling an awesome Sean Johnson try, rolling back the years with the running game there, helping the Warriors get back into it. They looked dead and buried. They got back into it big time, and it ended up a 22-all draw after a couple of late tries there. The Watene Zalesniak try at the end off another Johnson pass where he ran for the line, got held. Popped the pass across. He scored the conversion to make it a two-point game, and then the controversy at the end there, just before it went into extra time, where Johnson is going for a two-point field goal. Josh Alloye, or Oshay Ole, as some call him, going for the charge down, or just attacking the ball. He was going for the ball the whole time. Johnson's follow through, the leg sweeps across, makes contact with Alloye. Alloye is pinged for the penalty. The kick is taken where the ball lands pretty much in front of the post. Johnson goes on, kicks the 2 points. We're going to extra time, and the Manly fans are blowing up. Not just Manly fans. I was looking on threads there. There's a lot of people blowing up. Rules are rules. Can't contact the kicker. Did he milk it for all it's worth, Johnson? Of course he did, and so he should. In terms of the, would he have milked it that much if that was in the 13th minute? Probably not. But that was their only chance to somehow try and find a way to win the game, and he did it, and it worked. And hats off to him. Kudos to him. Cannot criticize Johnson whatsoever. Every other player would do the exact same thing. You watch Mitch Moses when he's back playing. When he kicks, every single kick, where it doesn't, the field goal, I'm talking about just general play kicks downfield, and he at a little period of time, will have both feet off the ground. He really tries to get contact. He loves getting contact. He'll have both feet off the ground, and then he, arms and legs everywhere, and, you know, goes nuts at the ref for a penalty. More often than not, he gets it. It's a smart play. I get what LIA was trying to do. You've got to try and put pressure on the kicker for sure. It was just unfortunate, but well within the rules. I thought it was refereed well and to the book, and it was a penalty. Like it or not, it was a penalty. They kicked it. It went to extra time. Didn't matter in the end. Manly probably deserved to win that game, and they didn't. It was a 22-all draw for Manly. Cherry Evans with 2 tries. He was the best player on the field. Jeez, he's going good, Cherry Evans. Tommy Talau and Ben Trbojevic scored a try off a really good Cherry Evans pass too. For the Warriors, Tavanga, the rock star, with 2 tries, with Tini Selesnyak and Sean Johnson with that try that we heard. Yeah, in front of a raucous crowd there at Go Media. And yeah, fun old game of footy. 22-all draw. I think Manly probably feel a bit hard done by the Warriors. Yeah, maybe a little lucky, but you take the point and you roll. Nickel Klokstad continues to play well back from the long-term injury. Geez, he looks good. He's just hit the ground running, 96. Sean Johnson, 95. Owners are stoked. The news that Cleary, it sounds like he will not play round 7. So if you've held, you're pretty disappointed with that. I went on Johnson a few weeks ago, and he has not let me down one bit. The Rockstar with 91. Tohu, 84. Barnett doing a good job with 80. Egan, 76. Fanua Blake, 76. Lots of good scoring. Tamari Martin, 72. He's someone to look at. I'm probably going to bring him in this week. Doesn't mean anything. I was going to bring in Manu Ball last week, and I didn't follow through. There's a decent chance Tamari Martin comes into my side this week. I'll move a center out. I'll push Strange down and bring Tamari Martin in. He's playing really well. Two of us are Sheck, just 50. Saying that, just 50. You'll take 50. If 50's his bottom score, you'll take that. Forward a bit down to earth, 45 for him. Interesting game. Interesting Supercoach scoring at the Manly Seagulls. Cherry Evans, 103. Turbo, 82. Threw a really good pass for Talau for a try. Olakau'atu, 66. Ben Trbojevic, 57. Did go off with an injury later on in the game. Something to watch there. Brooks, 49. That's about it, Supercoach-wise there. Fun game of footy and 22-all draw. Not the only draw, spoiler alert, not the only draw this round. We will be back to talk about the rest of it after this. All right, we're back, and Super Saturday, it continued at what are we doing there? Super Saturday, it continued in at Parramatta. For some dumbass reason, I was talking up in the preview that this game was going to be up in Darwin. They're playing the Dolphins up in Darwin this week, round 7. I got my wires completely crossed. I was dribbling on about playing up in Darwin for Parramatta. And there they were at Paradise instead. So apologies to that. What a dumbass old Shane O is. It was the Parramatta Eels taking on the Cowboys. What happened in Paradise?
Now Gajewski, he's not supposed to have it. Oh, drink water, clever, Dearden. What can he conjure? He gets it on the towel, Lungy.
then gets it on the drink water. That is an outrageous try. That is a ridiculous try. And that is a try that puts the Cowboys back into the contest.
Dan Ganane, Fox Sport. It was a ridiculous try. It was a crazy try. Awesome try. Actually didn't matter in the end. Parramatta won 27-20 over the Cowboys at CommBank Stadium there. Crazy old game. Really stop start though. Just really hard to get some flow in this game. I listened to the first half and I watched the second half, and it was, I think both teams will be scratching their heads on that one. Look, the Red Cordial boys did what they had to do, and Gutherson was in everything. He really loaded up on the Red Cordial prior to the game. He was in everything, and he didn't. He set up a try. He set up a Dejan Arce try, which ended up being the winner, and Arce actually kicked the field goal too, 27-20. Off Ngawi, Lusick, Harper also scored for the Eels at the Cowboys. Nanai, Chester, Holmes, and Drinkwater with that unbelievable try where he was involved in a quick touch. That set up the line break, and he followed through, picked up the draw and pass, and he was away for the try. Drinkwater's just continuing to play well for the Cowboys and for the Eels. Pretty important win at home at Paradise. It was a game they had to win, I think, and they did the business there. Let's look at the Supercoach scores. Dylan Brown, 86, playing halfback. They definitely look better with Arce there at 5'8". Rather than Talangi, and Dylan Brown maybe just starting to ease into the game, being the number seven. Interesting watch there. 86 for him. Owners will be happy. That's been his highest score of the year. The Queen with 84, like I said, in everything. Hopgood, 76. Lusick, if you still own, 72. You'll be happy with that. Shout out to you, Ben. What else we got? Supercoach wise, Sean Lane, 50. Ryan Madison, 17. Ooh, what's going on there? Is he on the move? Oh, no, wait and see. At the Cowboys, Val Holmes, 73. Dearden, 63. Drinkwater, 61. We hope for a little bit more. Robson, 54. Cotter, 54. Tamalolo, no one owns anymore. 36. That's about it. Yeah, just the – I don't know about those Cowboys. Chad Townsend's a very, very frustrating player. To watch, and I don't know. I'm not sure about their squad depth. And look, halfbacks are, they're as rare as hen's teeth. So, yeah, you don't want to really want to throw them to the scrap heap because there's not, you need someone who's pretty good to take his spot. But he's a frustrating player, is Chad Townsend. For the Eels, like I said, important win for them. You got to win your home games, whether they're in Darwin or at Parramatta. And yeah, I don't know. I still think the Eels are treading water till Mitch Moses gets back, to be honest with you. Sounds like Lomax has, that's official, he has signed with Parramatta for next year. On 650, I think the figure was, which is pretty fair. Pretty fair price. I mean, he's not an $800,000 player, although he's playing like it this year. But Parramatta pick him up for 650. They will be happy with that. All right, let's move on. Final game on Super Saturday. All eyeballs on the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who have been in the news big time this week. Head coach Jason Demetrio sounded like it was all over Red Rover. Unless they could put in a real big effort against the Cronulla side, fresh off a bye. Pretty sure they had the bye last week. The week before, whenever it was. All eyes on the Rabbitohs to see how they would play at home against those Sharkies. What happened?
Brayley, they'll attack the short side. Crendall decides to kick. You know who's there? He can put his hand down the S-bend and pull out a gold watch. Just
about it. Andrew Voss for Fox Sport talking about Mulatalo, who had himself a massive game. Did he get the 6 Dellingham points? I don't know. I think Nico probably got a few. Of course he did. But the Sharks prevailed 34-22 against a very gutsy South Sydney Rabbitohs, who were depleted, absolutely depleted. Injuries, HIAs, the works, it all went wrong for South Sydney. But it was a pretty gutsy effort, I have to say, against the Sharks side, who had no excuses to not give them a pummeling. And they didn't really do that in the end. For the Rabbitohs, Mulitalo with a double, Wilton with a double, Katoa and Blake Braley scored the tries. At the Bunnies, Cheekham, Milne, Burgess and Tass scored tries. This game was really interesting because, yeah, South Sydney, they lost Munro to, I think it was a collarbone. Host was out early with the HIA. He returned. Jack Whiten had to play fullback. He had to play 5'8". He played fullback. Jai Gray, the fella on debut, he got an HIA. Whiten went to fullback for a little bit as well. They lost Cam Murray at halftime with it. He didn't return with an HIA. I actually thought Jai Gray was really good, little wee pocket rocket at fullback. Encouraging signs there. I thought Whiten gave it everything. Cody Walker was pretty quiet again and then turned it on towards the end of the game. Still not convinced on Cody Walker. South really struggled. Burgess was awesome. I thought Burgess gave it everything. He was very explosive in the front row. But they were down to 14, and it was a real gutsy effort by them. For the Sharks, I thought Blake Braley was really, really good. Cam McInnes played a very, very strong game too. Mulitalo was superb. I think he might have set up two tries. He scored a couple. I thought Katoa was strong. Some good tackle busting, good running from him. I believe he is going to cop a suspension for the hit on Cam Murray. I thought Ramian played well. Iroh played well. Good, strong running from him. He's got a good work ethic, Kyle Iroh, and I dare say he will certainly be named next week, especially with Katoa probably out for a couple of weeks. You'll definitely see Iroh's name. He will be the most traded in player next week. It looks like Val Holmes too, yeah. Something chronic. There is that. Let's look at the Supercoach scoring at the Sharkies. Mulitalo won 10. Nico, 82, popular captain, and 82, you're happy with that. Might have had a try assist there. I'm not too sure, but yeah, 82, happy days, you'll take that. Iroh, 46, I played Iroh, pretty happy with that score. He looks a first grader for sure. At the Bunnies, Mamazula, 73, I thought he played well, playing dummy half with no Cook. I thought he did a good job. Thomas Burgess, 71. Was the Bunnies best. But, yeah, you're not going near any Bunnies at the moment. Jai Gray, 45, he looked good. He's got a couple more games there before the Latrell comes back. He's available at 5'8 at this stage. You just got to steer clear of South Sydney Rabbitohs because it's pretty gloomy at Redfern. Right, Sunday footy, day game at Campbelltown Stadium. It was the Tigers and the Dragons. I was expecting a close one here, maybe leaning towards the Tigers.
After that reshuffle, they're headed his way. Uses a decoy here to get Sloan involved. On the outside, catch and pass, and the opening try inside 2 minutes from Zach Lomax.
Brenton Speed there for Channel 9, calling a Zach Lomax try. He just can't stay out of it, on and off the field. He's on fire. And he helped the Dragons to a 24-12 win over the West Tigers at Campbelltown. He scored very early on. Might have been the first set for the Dragons. Bird, Flanagan, and Sewer. Bird did copper HIA, and I believe he is out next week. They've got a game against the Warriors on Friday night, I think. So that's a big out for them. Utoi Kamanu scored a try. Asu Kapoa for the Tigers, but pretty lackluster effort from the Tigers, I thought. The Dragons weren't that great themselves, but they did enough to win. And the Tigers, ordinary, very ordinary. This is more like the Tigers. Utoi Kamanu continuing his strong form, 73. Korosau, 63, did set up the Stefano try. Papali'i, 60. There's just, Clemmer could have got Sinbin twice for contact to the head. He didn't, just put on report. He'll be out for a little while. He's definitely going to get done there at the Dragons. Lomax, 93, just continuing to perform. Eisenhut, 56. DeBellin, 53. They're a funny old team. They're 3-3, the Dragons. They still feel like a bottom four side to me, but they're 3-3 and going pretty good. Dramas there at the Tigers. Dramas at the Dragons as well. And yeah, there's two teams I don't think definitely won't be playing finals. And yeah, they're going to eke out wins here and there. But yeah, as you can tell, I'm not convinced on either side. Right, last game of the round, and we were down in the nation's capital for the Raiders and the Titans. On paper, you think, oh, God. Pretty uninspiring matchup, this one. The really terrible Gold Coast Titans up against the pretty impressive Canberra Raiders. A lot of people had them in their bottom four, myself included, but they've been all right this year. You'd think they would absolutely murder the Titans down in Canberra.
He won a game for the Raiders in Wagga Wagga with a field goal. It's his number four of his career. He's kicked it. Jamal Fogarty, you giants. He burns his former club in the most agonising fashion and invites this Canberra crowd to go berserk.
Go berserk. Matty Russell, the love muscle for Fox Sport, calling that a Raiders victory, 21 points to 20. Crazy game. Crazy game in the end. The Titans had no right being anywhere near this, anywhere near snipping a victory, but they almost did. This game had draw written all over it in extra time, last set. And Strange just makes a break down the left, and he's bobbing and weaving and tackle busting, and put them into position for Fogarty to go ahead and kick the game winner there. 21-20, wonderful result for Canberra. You got to win your home games, especially against teams like the Titans. Schiller with a double. If you didn't get Schiller, you are, oh, you got your head down there, because he is going to make some serious coin this week, serious coin. Is he a play? I don't know if he is. If you've got him, he might be a trade out next week. Who, wait and see. But he has got some serious money heading his way in terms of the value. Hudson Young also scored a try. At the Titans, Jamin Jolliffe, Harley Smith-Shield, and Cam Pereira with a double. Two tries in the last 5 minutes to get them back into the game and get it into extra time. But 21-20. A lot of people, myself included, probably had the Raiders to complete a few multis. So lucky in the end, a bit of a whew, that one came through. But yeah, unconvincing for sure. Hudson Young, 101. Fogarty, 96. He's got a great kicking game, Fogarty. And he's going to keep them in games with that kicking game. Ethan Strange continues to impress, 83. How good's that? Tarpany, he ran for over 300 meters. Colossal performance there, 81. Schiller, 69, nice. He's going to get a massive pay boost. Smithy's back-to-back strong games, which is base, 68, and happy days there. Chevy Stewart, the chase on debut, 29. He actually had a really good game, I thought. Not a super coach kind of player by the looks of it, but a great debut for him. At the Titans, Jolliffe with 94. Dave Fifita, 71, started off the bench. He looks strong. I think he can bring in Fifita for sure. He looks strong in a team that's struggling. The effort is there. You know he's got the X factor. No issues bringing him straight into your side. Interesting to see Pahulu, just the 19, off the bench. He was someone I was possibly thinking about. If you need to make a move at front row, I'm not going to if he's just going to do that. Interesting post-match press conference here. Let's listen to what the two coaches had to say. This is Desi's take.
Heartbreaking result, but
why was it heartbreaking?
Well, you went down by one in the end, but the effort, you couldn't fault the effort.
Yeah, yeah. I think sometimes that's managed too. Look, I'll be first a bit. We were a bit ill-disciplined in parts. But my opinion, I thought the refereeing performance was pretty poor.
And this is Stickies.
Dez was fairly critical of the refereeing. He said talked about a lopsided penalty count, 10-1 in six against, and then reckons that the Chevy charge down was
offside. He's on another planet, mate. If he's critical of the six against and the penalties, he's on another planet.
Ricky Stewart there, don't ever change. I'm actually siding with him. I thought it was funny watching Dez has a look very irritable at the press conference there. And Ricky Stewart couldn't believe what he was hearing, when it was relayed, what Desi had to say. And he basically said that if that's how they're going to ref the game now, that's how the game's going to go, then he's going to do another extra wrestling session this week and we'll go back to WrestleMania tactics, because it was very frustrating. You could tell Ricky Stewart was frustrated with how the Titans were, the tactics, but Canberra, he was very proud that they stuck to their processes, as it were, didn't get too frustrated with what was going on and managed to pull out the win in the end. So there is a wrap of all the games for round six. Back in a minute. Rightio, let's have a look at the bets, and I did all right this week. I had a decent goal collect. Look, $10 Storm minus 15.5 into Pappy Hines. Pappy Hughes and Cartol anytime. That same game I didn't hit. Also put $30 on Storm to cover the 17.5 into the Sharks to cover the 9.5. Storm game was close, so that didn't hit. What did hit was a four-legger, all head-to-head, Storm, Broncos, Sharks, and Raiders to win, paying $2.77.50 on that return, $138.50. And this one came through, a five-leg anytime try scorer. It all came through for me. Pappenschnauzen, he hit. The Pork Chop, he scored. The Rockstar, DWZ, he scored. Drinky scored that try out of nowhere. And then Mulatalo scored early for the Sharks. All five connected, $10 at $29.55, returning $295.51. What's that? About $433 from $100 invested. I'm up about $230 for the year, thanks to that bet coming through. Happy days. Full transparency, I do put these bets on myself with my own money as well, so that one connected. I didn't put 10 on that. But I did get a wee return, so I was pretty happy there. If you had a pump this weekend, I hope you had just as much luck as I did. And we'll do it all again next week. Back soon. All right, so that's going to do it for this edition of the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast. Round six, it is in the rearview mirror now. Supercoach wise, I cracked 1,200. I think I got 1,216. 1,216, so pretty happy with that. All around some pretty good performances. I don't think I had any real duds from memory. If I have a quick wee scroll down, everyone tended to score. Arthur's was probably the only one that disappointed. Otherwise, pretty happy with that. And I'm happy to have Arthur's in the side while he's on the, you know, on the wing for that red hot Brisbane backline. But we'll wait and see. There might be some changes ahead. But yeah, pretty good scoring all around, I think, for Supercoach. I think most teams got somewhere between 1,150 and 1,300. So happy days there. Getting back to normal, or the new normal in terms of decent scoring after the start of the year. There was lots of lower scores. So happy with that. Thank you very much for listening. Be a friend and tell a friend. You can hit me up, NRL. SCTherapy at gmail.com or on the Q&A on Spotify. We will be back later in the week to preview round seven. Thanks very much, team. Have a great week, and we'll catch you later on.